This Peirik has been graciously sponsored by Repeshi and Sharon Kalus of Mike's Dinettes in Brooklyn, New York, Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Shmuel Mordechai ben Reb Shraga Olav HaShalom, Le'ilui Nishmas, Henshe Basra Bisrol Tzvi Olav HaShalom, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Yitzchak Yisroel ben Reb Rafal Noach Yosef Olav HaShalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for their neshamas.
To dedicate a daf, a peirik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara brings down in Chelik on Daf Tzadi Hei that when Sennacherib came to Yerushalayim, there was possibility that Chalilah Sennacherib would have been able to destroy Yerushalayim, because being that Klal Yisrael had been Mchaite in the time of Noiv, and that the Noiv Yer Kehanim was destroyed, Klal Yisrael deserved an Oynish. The Marshal explains that what did Klal Yisrael do? It was really Shoyl that had killed Shoyl and Doig, that they killed the Kehanim and Yer Noiv. But he explains that because they weren't Moicha, so really Klal Yisrael were held Achroi. They were held Achroi for the death of all these Kehanim, and they were deserving an Oynish. And the Oynish had waited and waited. It was the last day for the possibility of being Ma'anish them was on that day when Sennacherib came to Yerushalayim because of Sennacherib's Gaiva. So as we know, the tremendous nace that occurred, and Klal Yisrael were saved. But we see that Bemis, that Klal Yisrael, they deserved a punishment. The punishment, of course, has to be for Klal Yisrael, and not for David and Shoyl, because the upcoming Gemara gives us the whole Bemis, the Einish that David himself received, that his Zera was destroyed, his offspring destroyed, and we see that Shoyl got his Einish for Noiv, because he was killed, and his children were killed, and Doeg also got his Einish, of course, for Noiv. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings down that what was Taka David's punishment, Shoyl's punishment, that the Gemara brings that Yishbi came, and the Gemara explains Yishbi, who was the brother of Goliath, came on Iskei Noiv, that being that in Noiv, that David was the Goyrim of the death of all these Kehanim, because the Kohen Gadol aided David HaMelech, and that incensed Shoyl, that got Shoyl angry, and as a result of that, Shoyl held that the Kehanim were being mired in him, they were being mired in his Malchus, and he destroyed the ear, I'll be the Lashon Hara of Zayik, he destroyed the ear of Noiv. And we see that the Gemara, the Chazal tell us that the Kodesh Baruch Hu held David HaMelech to a certain extent was responsible. He was considered an achray to the death of the Kehanim and Noiv. Shoyl's punishment, of course, was that he died. His punishment for killing the Noiv Yer Kehanim was that he died and his children died. And the Gemara brings down that what was David HaMelech's punishment. So the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave David HaMelech the choice of either he being killed or his children, his offspring being ending from Klal Yisrael. And David HaMelech chose himself that he should be killed. The mice was that Yishbi caught him. Yishbi, the brother of Goliath, he wanted to avenge his brother's death. And it took David HaMelech, and he was pressing him to death. And the Gemara brings down that Avishai, who was Erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos he was bathing himself, he was showering his head, and he got a remiss from Shemayim that David HaMelech was in trouble. He came to save David. The Gemara brings down that he had a Shaila. He went to the Beis Medrash. He wanted to know, is it usher to ride the horse of the Melech? Was it mutter or not mutter? And the Gemara answered, the Chazal answered him in the Beis Medrash, that B'shas HaKana, it's mutter. And they were makel that he could use the horse. And finally, Avishai came and he told David HaMelech that it's G'day to change your Bakasha, in some it means because Klal Yisrael needed David HaMelech, and David HaMelech davened, and David HaMelech eventually was saved. This seemingly midrashic Gemara, the midrashic Gemara, it says a lot of halachic nafkaminas to it. The Pais can discuss this Gemara in Benegeya halacha lemaisa. Chutz from the Mordechai that we find brought down in Hilchos Shabbos, the Mordechai Yishana brings down that this is the makor, that you have to wash your hair on Erev Shabbos. Not just that you have to wash your body on Erev Shabbos, you also have to wash your hair on Erev Shabbos, as we find that Avishai is already doing this Lekavod Shabbos many, many years before the Shas and Paiskin. We also find Bemis Hillel in the Gemara in Shabbos Laman Aleph is a Makor, Rava in the Gemara in Beitza, and Chazayin is a Makor. Makor Chaim brings from this Gemara that you see, not only was he doing it, was he washing his hair, L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh, but that he must have washed his hair with enough time to be able to ask a Shaila on Erev Shabbos, that he was able to ask a Shaila before Shabbos. So we see that not only should you wash your hair, but you should wash your hair with enough time. You shouldn't, you know, leave it down to the last minute. L'maisa, it's a bit kosher, because what's the raya from the Gemara? The Gemara l'chayda, you don't see that. It could be he came and asked the Shaila on Shabbos, and you could ask the Shaila on Shabbos, and it was a Shaila anyways, a pekuch nefesh. And the shla bamis la'alocha is chaylik. The shla holds that la'alocha, a person should wash his himself in general as close as possible to Shabbos. Number one, that he should be as clean, right, for when the Shabbos comes. Of course, it doesn't mean down to the wire, as we call it. It means enough seichel, take a time, of course. But akabonim, he should wash himself close to Shabbos so he can have that fresh feeling on Shabbos. Akabonim, that's one halachic enough to mean it comes out of the Gemara. But bamis, the night of Yehuda, and the Magen Avraham and Siman Tafresh Gimel, and also brought in the chart in Chartshuva in Tafresh Gimel, the Maidu Behudas in Lamed Dalet, they discuss from the Mikalchlis Gemara, a Shaila, what happens if a person sends a Shliach on a certain Shlichus, and the person gets killed on the road, he was killed, he was doing his Shlichus, and in that case over there, there was an old man that the old man had asked from a certain supplier if he would send him on a shlichus, because he needed parnasa. And what happened was that this old man, the journey was very difficult for him, and his bemis, his mishpach over there, was against him going in the first place. They didn't think that he would be able to handle the journey as it is. And besides, he was killed on the journey from robbers, from ganovim. And the question came to Nevi Yehuda, does the mishaleach, does the sender, does he require a kapara? Because he, the Maisa, sent him on that journey, and as a result of that journey that he went on, he was nifted, he was killed. So he wanted to know, does he have a hand in it? Does he require a kapar? So the Rebbe goes on to discuss, in general, a case of what happens when somebody sends a shliach, and something happens to that person, something happens to that shliach, does the mishaleach require a kapar? In general, if something happens to the person, he brings the Marival, that the Marival says, Bemis, you do need a kapara, and he brings our Gemara as a raya. Gemara in Sadihei in Sanhedrin. But the Gemara says that David HaMelech was held responsible, as we see, for the death of the Kahanim, the knife. They were held responsible. Now, Bemis, the Marival says already that Leitosha Midi, that David HaMelech did absolutely nothing wrong. He himself, as the Gemara Menachos is clear, and Daftari Bav was anyways in a matzah of Pekuch Nefesh, and he had a right to the chanis that he was taking from the Kohen Gadol, and Bechlal, he didn't have a direct cause at all, not by a long shot, in the death of the Kayanim, just that the mitzvah that occurred was as a result of David HaMelech seemingly being in kahoot with the Kohen Gadol against child, this incensed child, and Doyek Lashon Hara, that did the death. So in an indirect fashion, Hagan that David wasn't Pasha, he wasn't responsible for the death of the Kayanim. Avah Pikein, we see that he was held responsible. He was held to such an extent that our Gemara says that either his Zera had to be destroyed or he had to die. So the Marival brings this to the Raya that even when a person seemingly really is a very indirect Goyim, that indirectly as a result of you, a death occurred. And here too, the Mishaleach, indirectly as a result of the Shlichus, the death of the shliach occurred, so he requires a kapara. And the Marival goes on to say, and therefore, that in a certain case that he was discussing over there, that the shliach died on one of the shlichus, and that the mishaleach sent him to do something, to go somewhere. So he says that he taka needs a kapara, the mishaleach needs a kapara, he should fast for 40 days, and he should try to support the assignment. From the raya from our Gemara. Now, in the Tshuvah Semich Tzedek, Bemis is chaylik. He's chaylik. He says, number one, we find in the Taita that the pasuk says, "B'yomet yitin skadoi," that you have to give the workers his money, his payment on the day that he works, because elav naitei nafsha. He's willing that the Chazal tells us in Marbam Tzia Kufidah brings down that, you know, he's willing to go up on trees. He's willing to go up and climb up on high buildings for you. So therefore, You have to shtel too. You have to, you know, be considerate enough that if he's willing to, you know, but Meiser's nefesh, he's obviously being Meiser's nefesh that he should get his money. So you have to have the basic decency of paying him on time. Like upon him, we find already that Chazal, the Torah already is made that a worker goes al das kain, that he knows he's putting it's a tnai kilu, it's a condition that he realizes that he's putting himself sometimes at risk, and he's willing to take that risk to get paid, to get his money, etc. So when there's a situation of a job that the Tzemach Tzedek learns that the Mishaleach is totally vindicated, that since the Shliach, the worker goes al das kain, so then you can't hold liable the Mishaleach Bechlal. It's a chiddush, because you don't see mefirsh that the Torah doesn't hold it's responsible. You just see that the worker goes al das kain, but you don't see that there's no aspect of a requirement for a kapara. But the Tzemach Tzedek in the Tshuva doesn't stop there. He brings a raya from Dafka from our Gemara, as a raya fakert from the Marival. Says you have a raya opposite the Marival, also from our Gemara. The Gemara is that the fact that we see that the Emes, the reason why David HaMelech was held responsible was because he wasn't just an indirect goyer of the death of the Kehanim. Because the Maisa that David did was a direct goyer. This action that David did by taking the Chanes, by seemingly being in cahoots against Shoyal, was the exact reason why Shoyal went and killed the Kehanim. So it's not as, you know, as a result of my shliach, the shliach was killed. It was much more of a direct. It was a much more direct result that because of the fact that David HaMelech did this action, which incensed Shoyal, which got him angry. And Bamis, the Tzemach Tzedek writes over there, you can't say he was like Tosha even. He should have chesmed out that this type of action is putting the Kohen Gadol's life and the whole Kohanim at risk of looking like they were murdered by Malchus. He should have, if Yaakov David HaMelech on his level, he should have chesmed this out. He should have chesmed that this is going to be something that can be Goyim their Misa. And he brings a raya then, this Fakert. He says that how come the Gemara we know always mentions Doyek and Achitoifel together? And all over Sanhedrin we find, all over Perchel we find Doyek and Achitoifel together. And in Chazal we find Doyek and Achitoifel together. How come over here the Gemara doesn't bring down Achitoifel? That was caused Achitoifel's death also. As a result of David, Achitoifel died. He was somebody who was against David, of course. And as a result of being against David, that causes his death. So he says, the pshat is, because that which all the other averas of Doyeg in general, is Lashon Hara in general, and there's all of his other averas that he did, and Achitoifel's averas, that badness has nothing to do with David. For that alone, of course, David is not responsible. So somebody decides to be a Rasha, and he takes his rishis against you, of course, you're not responsible. Dafka, specifically over here, the Gemara brings down Doyeg, and the only time Doyeg without mentioning Achitoifel, because in this aspect, David is held responsible, because he made it look like he made it look like they were being murdered by Malchus, and he caused Shoyal and Doyeg to suspect them of being murdered by Malchus, so he was directly held responsible for their death. For the death of Shoyal, for the death of Doyeg, because they, Mamela, Shoyal and Doyeg became held responsible for the death of the Kehanim, and he was the one who caused the whole bowl to get rolling. He was the one that caused Shoyal to kill them and Doyeg to speak Lashon Hara, which caused them to get killed. And since David was the direct cause of all this, therefore David was held responsible. But this is in no way a raya to a case of where Mishaleach sends out the Shliach, and the Shliach gets killed on the way by robbers. Upon him, the Neid of Yehuda, the Maitre, even the Tzemach Tzedek said he's not arguing with Marival Lahalacha. He's saying the Marival himself said that you should fast and that you should support the assignment. He's not really coming to argue on that. He's just saying that there's a mockim to argue. Upon him, the Neid of Yehuda says in his case is much more of a mockim to be made of. Because remember, the case of the Neid of Yehuda was that the Mishaleach didn't really want to send the Shliach. He felt that the person was too old, Taka, and the Shliach, this old man, really, you know, he was matzvah, he persisted and asked him many times if he'll come, if he'll Taka send him on a journey, and if he'll send him on the way. And but Soif, you know, he out of Rachmanis, he sent him because he felt that the person needed a parnas, but he really didn't want to send him. Meaning, this is a case of where the Mishaleach didn't start the Shliach, he didn't start up the idea. The Shliach came, and it was his idea. And in such a case, where the Shliach on his own came to go on the Shlichus for the Mishaleach, so then the Neid of Yehuda says you have no raya that the Meshaleach would be held responsible from the Marivayel, you'd have no raya, and that he would require kapara. And Adarav, but from our Gemara, again, there might be a raya of Fakert, there might be a raya that he wouldn't require kapara. Because maybe you'd ask the Kasha, that how come the Gemara doesn't bring down Avder? The Gemara brings down that David was responsible for the death of Doeg, and Shail, and Noiv, and the Yerkehanim. But what about the death of Avner? We know in the beginning of Shmuel Beis, the Navi brings down that Avner came to be Mamlech David over Malchus Yisrael. He wanted to officially make him the Melech, not just over Yehuda, but over everybody. And David and Avner came. He was originally Kilo on the side of Ishbosheth, and now he came to be on the side of David HaMelech. So when he came to David HaMelech, when he sent a message that he wants to come to David HaMelech to make peace, to be Karis Pris, so David HaMelech sent to Avner that you can come, but don't come without bringing my wife, without bringing Michal. Right? To take back from Palti Ben Laish, also a different mindset about Kopanim, don't come without bringing my wife. So then is what happened. Avner came, Avner brought Michal, and Avner was killed. Avner was killed, and when he came, he was killed by Yoav. Yoav was avenging his brother's death, and the Gemara by us doesn't bring down that one of the people that David is held responsible for the death is Avner. The Gemara doesn't bring it down. It's mashmah from our Gemara that it's not at all that David is not considered held responsible at all. Now, l'chayr why? L'chayr Avner was doing the shlichus for David HaMelech. He was bringing Michal. So even if indirectly, but then we see that indirect cause, if you're the cause of the shliach's death, if the shliach died as a result of you, so then the Marival said you need a kapara. How come over here the Gemara doesn't bring down that David should be held accountable for Avner's death? So the Rebbe Yehuda says from here to Raya that since Avner started the shliachis and then as Avner had his own interest in coming, Avner wanted to be noikim against the Ishbosheth for the Meister with the Pilegish of it, and the Chlal, since Avner had his own interest in coming, and he therefore he wanted to come anyway, then he was the one who initiated the shlichus. So we see that in a situation where the shliach initiates, so therefore the mishaleach is not going to be considered held accountable. So then who adin in the case of the old man, says the Neid Yehuda, the mishaleach doesn't really need a kapara. The Meister, the Neid Yehuda, ends off that it's still kedai that he should fast 3 times on a tainus b'hav, and he should try and epis help out the Yisraelim also, because the Maisel, there's a concept of if it's a color came on Yodcha, and we find there's a concept, Chida already brings down in our Gemara also, that Ein Megalgel in Chayiv, a person does no bad happens as a result of somebody, unless the person is deserving. He's epis a little bit, Ein Megalgel in Chayiv, Eli Dechayiv, and somebody who's caused a problem, that also is considered a taina on the person to a certain extent. The Chida himself, Bemis, is Doicha the Rahaya really from the Night of Yehuda. And he says the reason why the Gemara doesn't bring down the death of Avner, that David HaMel should be responsible for that, is because he had done tshuva for that. Mashain came for, because Bemis, he is a little bit held responsible for it to a certain extent. But Mashain Kane, the death of the Yerkehanim was such a great thing that Shuvah alone wasn't enough, and David had to get a punishment. Akupanim, the Chasim Sefer, in Ein Zayin, Chasim Sefer brings down a story of there was a person, some Russia, who jumped out of nowhere and frightened a maidservant, frightened her to into a coma. You know, he scared her, he said, boop, and he scared her into a coma. And the lady who saw this might have happened, she got all nervous and she grabbed for a bottle and she thought it was schnapps, and in the end of the day it was really gasoline, and she poured it down this comatose girl's mouth, and before she realized that it was gasoline, it had gone into the stomach of this poor girl and she died. So the shayla was sent to the Chasam Sefer, does this lady need tshuva? Does the lady need a kapara? Because as a result of her action, the girl died, even though of course it was a total oinus and it was really a maisa tzala. So, but the Maitre came out that she, as a result of her action, somebody died. So the Chasam Sefer goes on and he brings this concept. He brings that a chayva only comes if somebody dies as a result of your action, if something bad happens, misfortune happens as a result of something that you did. So then you are to a certain extent, you should be held accountable and you should need a kapari. He does say in this case that it's not gedai to be too machpid on the lady, to give her too hard a time, because since she was Isaac and Hatzalas Nefashas, we don't want people to start getting nervous if we start telling a Hatzalah guy, that if he's, if it's a result of him, he was maybe not fast enough, this, that, and as a result of you, the person died, and it must be that you're guilty, so then who's going to want to be a Hatzalah guy? Who's going to want to help people? Because they're always going to be afraid. Just one more nekuda I saw in Rav Yitzchak Silberstein as a sefer in Masechet Sanhedrin and Chashuk Echem, and he brings down over there another ma'isa that very much shaychus to our Gemara, that in the time of the death camps, the Nazis, they had a rule, or maybe it was one time that in one of the camps that they had a rule that if any Yid runs away, so they'll kill 10 Jews in his place, and they were. They were true to their word, and one time that the Yid ran away and they killed 10 Jews in his place. And the Shaila that the Yidin had in the camps was, is the Yid allowed to run away? Is he allowed to run away and he's endangering the lives of 10 of the people? He's putting them mamash into sekanas mitzvah. And the Shaila was that on the one hand we could say that in the end of the day, these machshamoy, they wanted to kill everyone anyways, and anybody who's going to be left in the camp, they're going to wind up killing and try to kill anyways. So, Sacha Koyel, he's saving himself and he's going to vadai live, as opposed to if he stays, he's almost vadai going to die. And he's, all the people that anyways are remaining, they're also anyways maybe almost vadai going to die. Whether we say no, first of all, you never know, they will be saved. There were many people that were saved. And also, perhaps there's a chayisha that even if they're going to die, but they won't die right away. And unfortunately, these were the shilas that they had in the camps. The Pitzchei Tshuva in Rishon Embrace brings down the Chavetz Yoyer, that's the Siman of God that talks about Pidgin Shvuyim, and he brings down the Chavetz Yoyer that the entire Gemara, the entire Nidin of the Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem Hei, where it discusses about are you allowed to help free captives in general, not, is only a discussion, are you allowed to help free, are you allowed to pay more than the ransom and the proper amount, etc. That whole discussion, which is in Shulchan Aruch and in the Gemara, is only can the person himself, can the society, can the town themselves help out for more than what's expected, etc. But the person himself is always allowed to run away. The person himself never has to, judgment out how much, first of all, how much ransom, and the person himself also doesn't have to worry that if he runs away, that it's going to cause pain and suffering to the other inmates, even though the town, the people, they do have the cheshbon out that it's going to cause a problem for the inmates that are there now, or perhaps even future inmates. The Magen Avraham in Kuf Nun Vav brings a raya from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai ran away even though they were going to torture his wife. Then Reb Bina goes so far as to say, at first he says maybe this is only if they're going to torture, but not if they'll kill the other inmates. But so if they may be in masik la'alacha, that even if they'll mamish kill the other inmates, if it's a sakonis nefashis on the other inmates, that the person himself has a right to run away. The Chuvas Netta Eson brings the raya l'chayra from our Gemara, that l'chayra you're not allowed to save yourself if saving yourself, running away from the camp, if that's going to cause a sakonis nefashis to other inmates, he brings a raya l'chayra from the ma'isa with David and Doeg, because of course the ma'isa with David was, of course David was in a sakonis nefashis, and he was running away from Shaul, and he was, we see from our Gemara that he was held accountable for the death of Doeg, he was held accountable for the death of the Kehanim, of Shaul. So you see, he was held accountable for the death of the Kehanim, Hagam, that what he was doing was a perfectly understandable act, al-pi Pikuach Nefesh, al-pi the Gedarm of Pikuach Nefesh. So he brings a raya that l'chari, you do have to consider the danger that you're putting others into in a situation even when you're in Pikuach Nefesh. Now, l'maisa, this would be totally what we spoke about before. The Marivail, there was no pshia at all. That's the Lefi the Marivail, there is no pshia. David HaMelech didn't do anything wrong, and he was held accountable only as a high level, as a Gemara, from Medaktik and a Tzaddik, and it's a level of a kapara that a person needs, but not that he would be usher to have done what he did. So there wouldn't be a raya. Maybe even according to the Tzemach Tzedek, that says that David was Pasha, But his nidin wasn't around the fact that David was because nevesh, but that's a separate thing I don't want to get into. The Chuvas Chesed Yeshua, Dan's also up here, Toysis in Kitten, and he says that we find over there that Toysis says that Yeshua was able to ransom for large amounts of money, even though you're really not allowed to ransom for more than the value of the inmate. And he asks, how is it possible that Rabbi Shua did it? And Taisa says, he said that since it was the time of the Churban, and anyways, they had all the inmates, and they had everything they wanted, so there was no chash. There's no chash that they can, they're going to go and ganef other people and kidnap other people, because in the end of the day, they were in full control over all the Jews at the time of the Churban anyway, so therefore the person was allowed to ransom for more than the value as it is, because there was no chash that they would go and kidnap other Jews, when in the meantime, they were all under their service as it was. The Chesed Yeshua brings this as a raya, that therefore you see that a person could run away, even though it's going to cause a sakonis mavis to the other inmates. You see it over here, he can run away, he doesn't have to worry, and not only that, he goes so far as to say that others can even help him. Other people can even help, just like we find that Rabbi Yeshua helped this, helped Rabbi Shmuel, he helped to redeem the child. So you see, you're allowed to redeem, even though, and you don't have to worry. Why? Because in the Shas Chorban, which in Europe 50, 60 years ago, which was, of course was the Shas Chorban, so since they were in total control over all the Yidden anyways, and they were going to kill all the Yidden, they were trying to kill everybody in the world, in Machshem of Zichron. So since they had that full control, there was no reason for a person to not run away, no reason for a person to not try to help somebody who's running away. Now the dimyan between the two cases is a tremendous chiddush, because over there the pshat is that we're afraid if you ransom somebody for more than his value, then they'll go and they'll kidnap other people in his place. So in a case of where they anyways are in full control and everybody's their slave, so of course there's no chash. They're not going to kidnap anybody else because they are all kidnapped. So we don't have to worry they'll kidnap other people. Mashenkin over here, of course, it's not so posh that you should be able to help another Yid run away when they're going to go and kill, as a result of your action, 10 other Jews. Why is this one Jew more value than the other 10 Jews? That's unfortunately that's a heavy shayla. Just one more nekuta that the place can bring from Agamar. The last tshuva in Ramosha Chayshin Mishpat in Chelik Beis, I think Zayin Test. So Ramosha writes, Bechlau, what was Avishai's question? The Gemara brings down that Avishai had a shayla. He went to the Beis Medrash, am I allowed to use the horse of David HaMelech? Now, of course, the Chayra is a shayla of Koch Nefesh. So what was the shayla? Of course, he's allowed to use the horse to save David HaMelech. So Ramosha brings this as that the Nidin was a Nidin of the famous question, is Pikuach Nefesh Chutra or Dchuyah? Wow, this is a new nafkamina. And the famous shaila is pkuch nefesh considered is it a blatant heter? Or is it pkuch, when you have a pkuch nefesh, is it just a tchuya? It's not a blatant heter, there's an iser, but you have a heter to be over on that iser. So the Ramosha says that was the safek of Avishai. What was the safek? If we say that pkuch nefesh was hotra, now Avishai realized that a nace was going to occur over here. If he had a remes from Shemayim, so he realized a nace would take place. So the question was, if pkuch nefesh is hotra, that means that the action that he's doing is 100% mutter. And therefore, even though there's an isser to take the horse of the melech, you're not allowed to use the horse of the melech, but and even though it's not mistaber that a nace will occur, says Rav Moshe, on something that's usser. It's not mistaber. But if pikuach nefesh is a heter gomer, it's not at all also, it's considered mutter gomer, so then he would even be allowed to use the horse of the king, because since the horse of the king in the matter of pikuach nefesh is mutter gomer, so then a nace can occur. A nace can occur on such an item of heter, because it becomes heter in the time of a crisis of pikuach nefesh. If pikuach nefesh is tchuyo, if it's just it's a heter, you know, it's not it's there is an iser, but you're permitted to be oiver on the iser. So then it's not mistaber that a nace would take place when there's an iser involved, and being that it's still considered an iser, just you have a heter. So then he wouldn't be able to use the horse of David HaMelech, because it would be considered an iser. Now the Maaseh of the Gemara answered, it's very meduktik, says Rav Moshe. The Gemara doesn't answer that they answered him, it's mutter. They answered him, b'shas takan the shaper dami. After the question, we knew it was mutter. Pikuach nefesh, of course, you're allowed to be toicha of kolatar kulin as a crisis of pikuach nefesh, except for the gimel avedis. But the answer was that the nace will occur. Nace will work because it's considered hutra. Now, according to that, the Gemara answered that pikuach nefesh is torture. Now we know the halacha, we take on the derech klal that pikuach nefesh is really tchuya. A person has to definitely go out of his way to avoid pikuach nefesh. Being over in a serum, he has to do a kal and he has to do a shinuyim if time, of course, allows. If time doesn't allow, he does whatever he can. But kapanim, we know that pikuach nefesh and halacha, ayin in the mishabu and shin chavtet, that it's a pashas that has a gather of a tchuya. So Ramesh gives another possibility of how to explain the Gemara, that even if you say pikuach nefesh is tchuya, so the question was, do we say pikuach nefesh is tchuya and therefore a neis is not going to occur on a chayfetz of viser? As Ramosha explained already that over here it was pashat, the neis would occur, but a neis, it's not mistaber, a neis would occur on a chayfetz to iser, and therefore if pikuach nefesh is tchuya, then the animal, then the horse of the king, you're not allowed to use, and the neis wouldn't be able to occur. Or do we say that even though it's tchuya pikuach nefesh, but here, what is the entire iser of using the king's horse? The issur is it's a bezayin for the king, but perhaps in a case of where you're coming to save the king, so it's not a bezayin. So therefore, there is no issur bechlal. Even if pikuach nefesh is usur, it is tchuya, but there's no issur at all of using the king's item in order to save the king, and that's really what the Gemara answered to Rav Meisha, that since pikuach nefesh is taket tchuya, hagam pikuach nefesh is taket tchuya, but the usage of the king's horse, the kvaydai, to save him, doesn't fall under the category bechlal of the issur of using the king's items.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.